Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. The next time you walk through a cemetery, look at the gravestones. Some are simple, with the name, date of birth, and date of death. Some add a word or two about the deceased. Beloved father, devoted mother, at rest. Others may have an etching of a favorite hobby. Others offer the reader an endearing sense of fun. For example, one woman's gravestone contains the recipe for her world-famous fudge. Still others, without apology, go straight for the laugh with remarks such as, "I knew this would happen," or, "Please deactivate my Facebook." The vast majority of the gravestones, however, do seem to have one thing in common. Almost all of them look backward, to the past, to what has been, and the life the person has lived. There are a few gravestones, however, that take a different approach. Some choose to look ahead. "Gone from our sight," one reads. "Gone from our sight, but soon to rise again in glorious resurrection." Another says, "Death is not the end. It is merely a sleep awaiting resurrection." Still another says, "In memory of a life lived and a resurrection yet to come." The gravestones that look ahead are wonderful reminders of what you and I have in Jesus Christ. God the Son entered our world of sin and death. On our behalf, He lived a life of perfect goodness. In our place, He took our every wrong to Calvary's cross, where He suffered and died to wash us clean. Then He rose from death. In addition, the Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus' resurrection from death is the first of the many resurrections yet to come. That on the last day, Jesus will return and summon our bodies from our graves. He will reunite them with our souls. And then, all who trust in Jesus in glorified, perfect bodies will live in the presence of the Lord forever, freed once and for all from the presence and effects of sin. The body of the Christian, therefore, is not just resting. It's waiting. The best is yet to come. Lord Jesus, because of You, the bodies of our fellow Christians have something wonderful in store. Thank You. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.